Reports say U.S. led forces have fired missiles on residential areas in eastern Afghanistan. Several children have been killed in the attack. The violence took place as the children were going to school in Mogar province. An investigation has been launched into the incident. A U.S. drone attack kills at least four people in Yemen. The airstrike took place in Ma'arib province east of the capital, Sana'a. This is the second U.S. drone attack on Yemen in 4 days. Seven people were killed in Thursday's airstrike. In Lebanon, at least two people have been wounded in clashes between police and protesters after the funeral of the internal intelligence chief. Angry demonstrators tried to storm the offices of the prime minister, Najib Miqati, in the capital, Beirut. They demanded Miqati resign over Friday's assassination. In the Kuwaiti capital, at least 100 people are injured and dozens arrested in a huge anti-government rally. The demo was called by the opposition, which says a planned amendment to the election law is aimed by the country's ruler at electing a rubber-stamp parliament. Israel plans to continue its settlement activities in Jerusalem al-Quds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Tel Aviv has placed no limitations on construction activities there. On Thursday, Israeli authorities approved plans to build some 800 more settler units in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Pro-Palestinian activists heading to the besieged Gaza Strip say they were tasered by Israeli troops. They say Israeli soldiers used electric shocker devices to the extent of electro torture on some of them. The activists were on board a humanitarian aid ship traveling to Gaza when they came under attack. Well, a Bahraini forces have attacked anti-government protesters marching towards the besieged village of El Akir. Activists say troops fired tear gas to disperse the demonstrators. Protesters were carrying food and medical supplies to Al Akir. The Bahraini village has been under a siege by the government for more than 2 days. Another deadly shooting in the United States. Three people are killed and four others wounded in a shooting at a day spa in the northern state of Wisconsin. Police say the shooter also left a bomb in the spa near a shopping mall in Milwaukee.